Just like you, we're all about sports. And the things that make sports great, like beer and wings. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Online at ESPNSWFL.com.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris today and tomorrow. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. 1 hour in the books on a Monday. Purple Pirate has texted in. I put $20 on the Derby, $7 on the long shot.
Oh, nice.
Race was off as soon as the national anthem started at the Everblades game. Had to watch and cheer in silence. So $7. You got at least $560, give or take some vig on that deal, right? 80-1 odds. That's pretty good.
Fantastic.
I was watching the race, and I'm like, wait a minute. Who is this horse? Because obviously it was a late addition with about 30 seconds before the deadline on Friday after we had discussed it on the air with our guy Gus. And, I mean, you can't make predictions when you're adding horses after the fact. Was what it was. Now
it was amazing.
It was amazing. Race. And the distance that horse covered from the middle of turn three to the finish line, I mean, it's all relative on how the other horses are going, but I've never seen a horse run that fast in my life.
Well, also, they got to credit the jockey. I give tons of credit, obviously, to the horse,
right,
but
man.
The jockey, what a way to – when you see the above head,
that's a fun
overhead, it is just an amazing piece of skill and precision. And, man, and he just picking – he came out – and it's surprising the announcer at the end. He had no idea.
No.
He never mentioned him until the very last second.
Nobody
never said coming up on the left. Yep.
And then
I didn't know who he was because I walked into my friend's place about 10 seconds before the gates closed.
Yeah.
I had no idea. All I know is I had
Well, Rich Strike. I'm like Pete and I talked at length. We didn't mention Rich Strike. We talk about all the horses.
It came in after the show.
Yeah.
So,
and then the horse was a little jumpy after the race.
Well, he was
hyper.
He was biting the other horse and the reins of the other horse. And
yeah.
How about the woman, just the woman carrying, punching him in the head.
Yeah.
She's punching him in the head.
Yeah, that was,
don't hurt the horse.
That was weird. But anyway, now we got something to talk about in the Belmont coming up, the Preakness. Who knows? So that's Belmont.
Yeah, Preakness is next in a
couple
weeks.
By the way, I hesitated to mention this. Oh, Purple Pirate said he did get $572.
Nice.
Pete his pants.
Good for you.
Did you see Mike Leach's comments on the Derby?
I did.
This falls into your wheelhouse, Pete Shepherd.
I tweeted it out.
What did he say? Tell the people what he said.
Let me just give me 1 second.
Makes a case for college football expansion, doesn't it, Pete?
Yeah, absolutely. He's right on.
If anybody could come in.
That's right.
It does not.
Thank you, Richard.
It absolutely does. That horse
this came up on the golf show, and here was my response. I said, what's ridiculous is the Kentucky Derby is a one-time shot.
Yeah.
Okay? If you get in as a long shot into the college football playoff, you're probably going to have to do that 2, 3, 4 times, depending on how much they expand. That is not the same.
Well, I know what he means. So let me first give you the quote. That horse winning the Kentucky Derby today is a good example of why an expanded college football playoff is needed. That horse hadn't won all the races leading up, but it's got its chance, and that's what happened. I just think he's talking about
one chance and lightning struck.
Having a chance. Well, lightning could strike in sports all the time.
Not three times in a college football playoff.
Now well, it's Alabama, right, Georgia,
Ohio State.
Okay. You don't know that.
Good luck, Central Florida.
It happens in March Madness all the time. You may not win it all the time.
You get to the
Elite Eight, but the Final Four, by winning three games.
How many long shots have won the championship in March Madness or even made it to the Final Four?
More than you think.
Rarely.
Or at least the Elite Eight.
Rarely.
Yeah, but still it happens. It happens.
All right, I'm sure this discussion
give the kids
will not
a chance.
Go away. Oh, yeah. Purdue Burger Kyle says Rick Church about to eat his words once this horse wins the Triple Crown. All right, let's tap the brakes on that. It is 7 minutes and 24 seconds past the hour. Time for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's me.
SportsCenter update brought to you by Best Home Services. Service appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
couple of game fours in the association tonight. Celtics at Bucks. Bucks lead that 2-1. Bucks a 1-point favorite. Grizzlies and Warriors. Warriors lead that one 2-1. That's the late game. And the Warriors 10-point favorites because Ja Morant right now questionable with the knee. We'll find out. Four games on the Stanley Cup playoff slate tonight. Panthers at Caps. Rangers at Pens. Avs can eliminate the Predators. They're up 3-0 in that series. And the Flames take on the Stars in the late game. All right, we'll get to some more sound from the NBA, the NHL, and F1. We're going to have fun with the F1.
Oh, yeah.
Sideline reporter, former race car driver, got names mixed up.
Marty Brundle.
It's been done before. First, a quick update from young officer Sean, who took his police academy test after many weeks in the police academy. This was on Saturday. Sean, how are you?
What's going on, guys? How was your guys' weekend?
Weekend was great. Good. Spent the first half yesterday with my mother. Spent the second half of the day with my mother-in-law. How about you? Did you take care of your mom?
Yeah, I took care. Well, no, because I had to work.
Yeah, I
know. My day's off for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just as long as you don't forget her. How did the test go? How did the final exam for the police academy go?
It went great. Scored an 89, so I passed. So
nice.
I'm completely certified. I just have to wait for my certification to come in now.
When does that
Fantastic.
Come in? When does that happen?
That could take who knows how long. It all depends on how long Tallahassee wants to take.
Oh, okay. All right.
And they're usually pretty slow with things, so it might be a little bit.
But you're already working at the facility, so you're in, right? It's happening.
Yep, everything's done. It's just smooth sailing from here. Certification's in and everything, so I just got to wait for it to show up. But the hard part is done. The 3 months that I used for studying and everything worked off. It paid off. So
our entire audience is very happy and very proud of you. Good job, Sean.
Yeah, it's been a long 3 months.
It has been.
Yeah.
You need a vacation now or something.
Yeah, that's what I need. Just step now. It's gonna be a while before you can get vacation time. Probably.
How much paid vacation do you get with this new gig? A couple weeks.
I'm not even sure. I've completely forgotten how much.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about vacation yet for this job. I'm going to give it a couple months and build it up first.
Yeah, good plan.
Nice.
Build up my time. That way I can take, not like 1 or 2 days off, but take like a week off, hopefully.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to try to build up vacation time.
All right. Well, listen,
but
Sean.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Everything's done and
That's
over
great.
With.
You look good in the uniform.
There, so.
We saw you in the uniform a couple weeks ago. You look good. You got the certification. You are good to go.
Yes, sir. Now I just do my 2 years and then try to do the crossover training and get into law enforcement. I am law enforcement, get onto the road.
I got you. That's right. Be out there Miami Vice and doing deals. All right, man.
Go
Sean, congratulations.
Great
the Texters are texting in.
I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Sean. Kathleen with the shout-out. Congratulations. Toothbrush says, now go get yourself a new car. That ain't happening. He's sticking to the Monte Carlo. That's his undercover car. It's going to be like Starsky and Hutch where you put that siren light on the top when you're going.
Yep.
That's awesome. Let's continue on. We have some sound. Got to get to a lot of it here. So we spent some time with the Heat and the 76ers. Let's take a look at the other game, the Suns and Mavs yesterday. Mavs win 111-101 to draw that series even. Luka, 26. Chris Paul, some foul trouble. Wasn't able to do his fourth quarter magic. And that's probably the way the NBA wanted it. Oh, I didn't say that out loud.
What?
I'm just kidding. Here's Devin Booker. He says he's been in 500 games, but he's never seen one like this one.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to make our adjustments. I've been in 500 basketball games, something like that, and I haven't quite seen one like today. So it was tough. It was a different type game, a different energy. I mean, starting off the game, foul trouble, text for no reason. So it was just a lot came with it. I think we just have to flush it down the toilet and move on to the next game.
What was the explanation they gave you for the tech that you got?
That I flailed my arm and hit him in the face purposely.
Have you ever seen someone get a tech before when they've been fouled?
I have not. That's a good question. Have you?
Nope.
Okay.
You were, as you're smiling now, you were trying to smile through it.
Yeah, so he got fouled, but he got called for the technical. Crazy.
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre.
Real quick, Alehouse wants to know if all of our Sheep and Shepherd texters, if we're ever pulled over by Sean, do we get any kind of exemption, immunity? That's a good question. All right.
I don't break the law, so you do. I do.
I've been pulled over.
Yep.
All right. Here was a situation during that Phoenix game where a fan was escorted out after some involvement, shall we say, with the Chris Paul family.
Okay,
let's move on.
What happened was it was somebody touched his wife. I think it was this punk kid that came down. I don't know, but he touched his wife, and
I think it was his mom.
And his mom and his wife were there. He was harassing both of them, and then he apparently followed his wife up the stairs when she tried to leave, and then they got him. But you know, there's just no place for that.
Actually, at the very end of that clip, you can hear Chris Paul yelling at the ghost, "I will see you later. I will see you later."
Yeah.
Well, he had to go to Maverick jail because that's where the kid was escorted out. So,
all right, Stanley Cup playoffs. Yesterday, the Kings, they shut out the Oilers 4-0 to even up the series at 2.
Jonathan Quick.
Sickness.
Absolute sickness. My boy out of UMass.
Lost his glove at one point.
He did, and made a save.
Let's take a listen. Hold on. I caught Rick in the middle of a drink on a beverage. Put the can down and get the bite. That's okay.
I maybe thought Pete was going to expand on that a little bit. No.
You were hoping for a little more analysis.
Oh, sorry.
Here we go.
On the move with McDavid and Yamamoto. Kane broke through. Yamamoto hit the post. A chance for Kane, and that one's denied by Jonathan Quick.
Without his glove hand.
Well, let's take another look at Evander Kane. Just wins this race to the outside, throws it out front. Yamamoto, that's off the helmet of Quick, I believe, has that chance. And then a secondary opportunity as he loses his glove here and makes the blocker stop.
Unreal. He's trying to reach for his glove. It comes off, and he makes a blocker save right after it, right here. He's like, forget my glove hand, I'll use my blocker. Wow.
Well, he is on his game here tonight. What a blocker save there, as he's asking the officials, why didn't you blow the whistle as I lost my glove? But I guess he didn't need it.
They're supposed to do that. They're supposed to blow the whistle when something like that happens. But I also think one of the saves I saw this morning, because I didn't see it live, that part anyway, it hit the crossbar, and then he grabbed it with his hand.
Piece of cake. No, I used to do it in the yard all the time. So we used to play in the driveway with tennis balls and hockey sticks. Mm-hmm. Used to deflect. Yeah. I didn't have gloves. Barely had a stick. All right. Here, let's go.
You sure it was a stick, or you used like a wiffle ball bat?
Whatever we could get our hands on. Yeah. All right. Oh, Herbie Hancock says Quick went to my high school. Dude could stand on his head between the pipes. Yeah.
It's from Connecticut.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this F1 race in Miami. By the way, Max Verstappen won. Let's put that aside for a moment.
I don't know who that is.
I'm sure it doesn't matter. It's irrelevant to the story.
Yeah.
Martin Brundle, former F1 driver, now basically sideline reporter, if you will, doing a broadcast. And I'm going to play the cut. I know you have more.
I got to say, so it'll sound funny if I set up each cut.
Okay, but do you have the one where the Patrick Mahomes one?
Yeah, it's the first one.
Okay.
It's the first one. So
are you going to play it, or am I going to play it? Or is Rick going to play it?
Oh, Rick, Rick can play this one.
Yeah, he's got this first one.
So, again, he thinks he's talking to Patrick Mahomes. The reason why you got to set it up, because otherwise it's funnier when you – but he's really talking to Paolo Banchero of Duke.
Duke, going to be a top three pick probably in the NBA draft.
This is mess up number one.
Okay. Let's take a listen.
Amazing to be allowed right in the middle of the competitors just before the race starts.
Yeah, now you can see they locked in. It reminds me of myself. But the real focus.
Okay, it's not Patrick. That's why he ignored me in the beginning. But what is your name, sir?
Paolo Banchero.
Right, okay. Well, I thought I was talking to somebody else. So I'm sorry about that. Whatever. Yeah. A little bit of misinformation in the ears there, but it doesn't matter.
Blames the producer. Right under the bus. I said Banchero.
That's happening, you're in no man's land. I've done it before.
Know your game.
Sometimes, look,
when you take the jersey off or the helmet or whatever, it's hard sometimes to recognize people. Mm-hmm. I've had people sit down in front of me at Radio Row before Super Bowl. I didn't recognize who they were. Mm-hmm. And the producer was not quick to tell me who they were sitting me down to do an interview with. And you got to stall.
What about you even out and about? Who did they mistake you for? Hey, there's The Rock. Hey, there's...
That's right. That's right.
No, it gets worse. So he moves on. And it gets progressively more stupid as he continues to walk around. Here he confuses... He's talking to Venus Williams. He thinks it's Serena.
Uh-oh.
Here it is.
Serena, good to see you. So tell us, what do you think of this event here in Miami?
Oh, we love having Lewis and all the drivers in Miami, so wishing them luck. It's the first time of many. Hey. Oh, what's the question?
No, it doesn't really matter. Just good to hear. Nice to talk to you, actually, but we'll want to back down.
Now, he still doesn't know it's Venus.
Well,
now, they
and flash... cool of her to not correct him on the air. That was cool of her.
Now, meanwhile, they flash under the screen on Sky Sport Venus Williams. He doesn't know it's Venus. He thinks it's... Even at the very end, at least at the very end, he understood that he was talking to Ben Carroll. He's like, oh, I thought you were Patrick. This time, he doesn't even say, oh, I'm sorry, Venus. I called you for calling you Serena. Doesn't even say that.
Mm. All right. So what else do we have?
No, he comes up to... another miscue here. Hang on a second. So now he comes. Social media sensation Gianluca Vacchi from Italy. This guy is worth millions. He's like good looking. Hugh Hefner is a playboy. He's got everything. I mean, guy's good. He's like very. I'll be honest with you. I never heard of him, but worldwide, the man is worth millions, if not billions, and is known as a social media absolute genius. So Brundle chases him down too, doesn't know anything about him. And listen to the question.
All right.
And everybody, the grandstands must be nearly empty. Sir, I don't know who you are, but I'd like to know who you are. I'm Martin Brundle from Sky. You look a very interesting character.
Social media sensation, let's say this.
And modest too. And what do you do on social media?
That's wow. What do you do? Social media said, "Say, what do you do? Social media, social media."
That was rough. Now that one, I'm gonna blame the producer. Well, I don't know. Okay. What, you got another one?
Yeah, one more. So
leaving him out to hang.
That's brutal.
He finally, after long hard work here, gets one right. Chases down. David Beckham.
Oh, okay.
Get quite pushy in here, aren't we? And have a chat with him. What we'll do is we'll head him off at the pass. And a quick... David, Martin Brundle, Sky.
Put a rope down in front of him.
David, have you got a minute for us? That's the second time he's blanked me. Didn't even get a free kick in that one. So he's going for it. Look, to be fair, David's going for a team shot down there. So we'll try again, because we don't want to be that much offside, do we? What I don't want to do is crash into the David Martin Brundle Sky. Can he have a quick word with you? Can we have a quick word?
Of course.
Yeah, we need to just probably move out of the way. But you know, sport in Miami well. You've got a football team here. You're hoping to build a new stadium. Yeah. What do you reckon to all this?
It's amazing. It's what Miami does best. You know, it's a sporting town, an entertainment town. And I think today's incredible. It's going to be amazing.
Good. Who's your money on?
We'll see.
All right. Watch the anthem.
Oh, okay. Good Lord.
Now, here's my question.
Awkward.
Is this guy like, is he like a personnel? I mean, is he kind of a goofball?
No, I mean,
did he have a bad day?
I don't know what else he does.
Because the fourth time you're thinking, okay, this guy's like.
Well, he knows who Beckham. If he didn't know who Beckham was, that would be the obvious.
Beckham should have been a layup.
Yeah. Well, he knew that. He just couldn't get to him. There's all these security things around. Yeah. He actually, when he interviewed, he probably shouldn't have been in that area when you see it on the video. And you can go to ESPNSWFL.com under trending now, and you can see
I
all
mean,
of
is
it.
He a Jim Gray type? I mean, is he serious interviews? Or is he a goofball, like man in the street, former driver?
Maybe, I think, a combination of both, depending on what he does. And I don't know. I don't know anything about him, but maybe for good, it's good stuff. It's
See, Boot Camp says these interviews happen like this all the time at F1. It's hectic, but fun to watch. He watches all the time. Greg and Lehigh, was anyone from Sky Sports watching this? They should have pulled him after 5 minutes. Yeah. Look, we've all had fun at my expense for my Bing Rames, Michael Clark Duncan mix-up in real life at a Laker game. It happens. It happens.
The funniest thing, I thought the Venus Williams
Venus
one
was or funny. Serena, that's unbelievable.
He didn't know it was Venus, and he calls her Serena. And then Sky Sports puts underneath immediately Venus Williams. Well, of course, he can't see
he
it.
Can't see that.
But you think a producer would say something right away. And she's about a foot taller than him anyway.
Yeah.
And
that's embarrassing. Speaking of Beckham, there is a nice photo floating around now. I don't know if you've seen it yet. Tom Brady, Beckham, Michael Jordan, and was it Lewis Hamilton, I think, driver?
I have
all
seen
together.
It. Yeah.
Nice photo.
Yeah.
There's a few billion dollars in that group.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
All right. Again, if anybody went across Alligator Alley to go watch the F1 race, I'd be curious to hear from you. Even if you watch that. Again, I was going to watch. I didn't watch Mother's Day, you know. No F1 racing on Mother's Day. I had things to do. People to see.
Yeah.
So it's all good. So if anybody has a report, would love to hear from you. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Chaka texting in, F1 wouldn't be as fun without Martin. So I guess Martin keeps it loose.
So he's there all the time.
That's his role, to screw up interviews.
Well, this is a little different. I mean, I'm sure in Europe he knows everybody.
Sure.
Although, yeah, it's kind of hard. I mean, he's an international reporter. He should know Venus and Serena Williams. I'm stunned at that. I can almost understand the Benquero Patrick Mahomes mess up, although I mean, they kind of have the same hairstyle. I could see a bit of resemblance.
Benquero's about a foot taller.
Benquero's a foot taller. I was going to say, you're taking the words out of my mouth.
But if you've never met the guy and you only see him on TV, maybe you don't know.
I like his approach to Gianluca Vacchi, you know, because he looked like he was right. He looked like an interesting character, but you could tell that Monsieur Vacchi wasn't impressed. Don't you know who I am? He's one of those don't you know who I am types. Well,
yeah, like me.
Who knew F1 events were so star-studded? I mean,
One was a big deal, a lot of built. And, you know, Miami. Yeah. You know, anytime there's a big event in Miami, the stars come out for it because they want to be seen. I mean, you can only go to so many Heat games. So, you go to these events. And like we all know, Tom Brady's itching to be living there anyway.
The worst thing was they showed – I was watching the pre-race show a little bit, and three or four of them – we're at the Marlins game on Friday night or Saturday night to throw out the first pitch.
Yes.
In front of 10 people.
Six people. Okay.
It was awful. And they didn't throw from the mound either. They were, I mean, it was,
really?
If they threw 15 feet, that was, you know, was a mile. I was just like, okay.
That's weak.
Yeah.
All right. All right, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Don't forget our Sheeman and Shepherd golf outing is Friday.
Do you want drink totals?
Oh, look at you producing. Drink totals into the weekend. I had my usual number, but I mixed it up a little bit. I had a beer Friday and two beers on Sunday. All Sam Adams, no Coors Light for me.
Wow.
Stepped it up a notch.
Going all Boston.
Yeah. Various wheat citrus flavors and all that kind of stuff. I do like those. How about you? Big weekend?
We're talking Saturday and Sunday.
Well, Friday, Saturday,
well,
Sunday.
Friday, yeah, because I'd say 12 overall. Because I got games.
Yeah,
I got.
Well,
I got
you drink your games. You could have. Yeah. I frankly expected a bigger number. I've seen you do like 12 in one day. You had a big day.
No, because I didn't start until
okay. I always, out of respect, ask Rick Church when he's in.
I always say no.
He's the teetotaler.
Well, not by choice necessarily, but
sure. Yeah.
Of course, my response is always I probably had about 174 cups of coffee.
Right, right.
But, you know, that's intoxicating in its own way.
Well, you get up and you do those morning shows on the weekend, and you got to have the coffee.
Are you like Matt Foley? You know, he was downstairs and, you know, drinking all the coffee when they brought him up to give the motivational speech. Is that you? Do you get in the house like, hey, guys?
Yeah, not really. You know, believe it or not, I'm more of a like a late afternoon, nighttime coffee drinker. That's kind of when I start to hit the wall.
Decaf or caffeinated?
Oh, caffeinated.
And you have no problem sleeping?
Not too bad, but it's see, because I usually work like Friday and Saturday nights. I had Blades games this weekend.
Up to none.
Yeah.
They dominated
in their second round. So it just depends on when I need the pick me up, but it doesn't prevent me from sleeping too bad.
That's amazing. It would normally me. I don't drink enough. Now I will say this: when I was over in Europe, you know, you do as they do. After you have the red wine with dinner, usually followed up with a little cappuccino or something like that. That's like double jolted. And I never had any problems sleeping in Europe. Probably because you've been walking around all day and you're just exhausted. So I can drink the caffeine there late at night in Europe, but not here in America.
It's weird because it will give me a little energy and alertness. But once I turn out the lights and lay down in bed, I really don't have trouble falling.
That's a gift.
Well, a lot of Europeans do it right. They close down everything for a couple hours, a little siesta during the afternoon.
Then I'll pace
11
it
to 1,
so that
1 to 3.
I have at least an hour or two before I know I'm going to bed. But, it, you know, it's when you're up till, at you know, 11, 12 o'clock at night, then you got to get up at 5:36 in the morning the next day. It starts to catch up with you over the weekend. So.
All right. Very good. Don't forget, coming up a little bit, about an hour and a quarter, we got another round of Wikipedia, which I swear Pete Shepard's going to love it today. No doubt about it. If you want to jump on, though, I would love to hear from you as well on any of these nonsensical topics and or any of the sporting events over the weekend at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Shima Shepherd Golf Outing is Friday. We're going to be out there at Stony Brook, and then after we're doing our five-year anniversary show at Duffy's right next door, you're invited to that. The whole event brought to you by Naples Wealth Planning and, of course, the show afterward. Presented by Sterile Bay Chevrolet, Gavin's Ace Hardware, and Valvoline. Come on by the show, even if you're not golfing. Get yourself a burger, a beer, and have a good time with us. It's going to be a blast. Shima Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We take our sports reporting responsibilities very seriously when we feel like it. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church in for Chris on the other side of the glass. Pittsburgh John texting in a comment about our drink totals going into the break regarding Rick Church. Rick would be a heavy hitter on a Mormon sports talk radio show's drink totals with those kind of coffee numbers.
Can't drink coffee.
Yeah, the Mormons can't do caffeine either.
Allegedly.
So he would be a bad Mormon.
No chocolate,
the
no
nicest
coffee.
Thing you've ever said about me, Craig.
Boot camp with a nice weather report, nice breezes, some cloud cover, a pretty nice day out there, not too hot. And Grouper says, between hockey and racing, I had a really long weekend with drink totals, probably about 20 each day.
Ooh.
Now, is that beer or is that the hard stuff?
Or both.
We don't know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I'm looking at another angle of this punk kid, and he's with his mom.
You talk about at the Dallas Phoenix Suns game,
where, and at the end where Chris Paul says, "I'll see you later. I'll see you later."
Right.
Well, I mean, the kid apparently touched his wife and mom were there in an inappropriate way. But I just got the translate. His mom looks at him, and somebody translates says, "Connor, look at me. We've got to go. Don't make any eye contact with him. Your dad will work this all out."
Oh,
so obviously great seats.
How old is young Connor?
He looks like about, I guess he looks about 14 or 15.
Okay.
But that's got to be his mom that has his like, we got to go.
Yeah. All right.
So I don't know.
Before we continue, I'm glad cooler heads prevailed. I'm glad that guy was kicked out. Let's go to the phones. Valerie, I'm not sure Valerie's, maybe she's a first time caller. I don't know.
She's called before.
She has called before.
Yes, she has.
She did go to the F1 race. Valerie, how are you?
Hey, Valerie.
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Very good. Great. So how was your experience there at the F1?
It was unbelievable. First, let me say to both of you, I'm a huge, huge fan. That's all I listen to is sports radio. You guys are amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
But I was a little shocked that you didn't know who Max Verstappen is.
Oh, no. That was the winner. We That was a little bit tongue-in-cheek, because a lot of people didn't know.
It was. Okay. I did see him, but I don't know a whole lot about him. I'm not an F1 fan per se.
Red Bull driver.
Well, yeah, but it's speaking Red Greek Bull. To me.
So do yourself a favor and go see some F1 racing. These guys are premier athletes, and I really didn't believe that. Mm-hmm. Until I really watched them drive live. Yeah. I do watch Drive to Survive, which is an amazing, amazing documentary about F1.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, but these guys are driving over 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
In phenomenal shape. It was crazy hot there. They have areas, DRS areas, which basically are opening the vent in the back of their car, and they are driving incredibly fast.
Where were your seats? Were you up by the football stadium or one of the bleachers, or what was your setup?
Yeah, so I was in the bleachers on turn 11, which is a really good turn.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a lot of maneuvering. That's the most dangerous part of what they do when they start turning. I mean, I don't know if you've ever driven a car and turned at 200 miles an hour, but I never.
Only in a video game. Now, did you?
I have driven a car at Daytona International Speedway, but that's it.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Incredible. Miami did an amazing job. The facility is amazing. Food was fantastic. Entertainment was fantastic. It was just an amazing, amazing time.
What did you? Were you around that unbelievable collision between Lando Norris and Pierre Gasly on lap 41? Did you see any of that?
I only saw it on the screen. That did not happen in front of me. That was, you know, clearly Gasly's mistake. But these things happen. I mean, it's going to happen in racing. It's just, you know, speed.
Yeah.
There's also women. There's Caitlyn Jenner. Her team won women's Formula One. So, you know, there's a lot to see. There's Porsche racing. It's really incredible. And like I said, Miami did a really, really great job. Really great job.
Well, I'm glad you called. I was asking for people to call in that went there. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
And Valerie, listen, call again. We always like to put the ladies on the air. You know, Kathleen has become a star doing so. So you're always welcome to call the show.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm a little jealous of her, to be honest with you. I've
got to
get myself up to her.
Yeah. Keep calling. Keep calling. We'll put you on.
But you're so right about them being athletes. I've always said that. I don't know. Maybe some NASCAR drivers, per se, might be a little chunky here. But I think you have to be in tremendous shape as an F1 driver, as a NASCAR driver on the whole. These guys are athletes, and for anybody to deny it, I challenge them to spend 3 hours in one of those cars and try to drive at that pace and not pass out.
Yeah. All right, Val.
Yeah, it was really great. So thank you so much.
All right.
All right,
we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Valerie. Appreciate
the
phone call.
Words,
all right, that's a first-hand account. She was there, said it was awesome. It looked like it was set up.
I haven't heard one bad thing about it.
Now, I am curious. I wonder where the VIPs, the Michael Jordans and the Tom Bradys, where do they get to sit?
What was considered
the best area?
I think if you looked at the overhead, I remember talking to Ricoro about this. Remember I said there's an area, it looked like there was like about midway up and facing the stadium.
Yeah.
I think there was a big VIP section. It had like yellowish umbrellas and where all the VIPs were. So, yeah, I think that was the case.
Okay. All right, very good. And Kathleen approved of that phone call by Valerie. Texted Kathleen, getting ready for our golf outing on Friday.
So. I forget who she's playing with in the golf outing, but
she's going to do well. Going to be fun.
Oh, it's a scramble. So what's great about a scramble is you don't have to worry about hitting the
pressure's off.
Yeah,
just hit a few putts.
And short game is huge. And like I said, I played in the charity scramble in Estero on Saturday.
Yeah.
Birdied six of the first seven holes, our team did, and
they plateaued
back to back bogeys, including on a par three, which is really, really awful.
Yeah,
and even missed our mulligans that we had. I just couldn't get over the hump, couldn't get past 7 under. But that way, we still had fun, of course, like 15 under one.
All right, so that deal's coming up on Friday.
Yeah, that's gonna be a blast.
When we come back, we're gonna jump back into the NBA games a little bit. Also, I'm here to tell you that in an hour. It's another edition of Wikipedia. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Pete, I'm going to tell you who it is, what the deal is today. I haven't built this up too much. You are going to love this.
Yes.
Today is Billy Joel's birthday.
Oh,
we are going to do Billy Joel tribute.
Nice.
All right. So you'll be looking forward to
that.
We'll do that in about an hour. I'm looking forward to it as well. It's Sheeman and Shepherd rolling through a Monday on ESPN Southwest Florida.
The following contains strong language, blatant sexuality, and adult themes. Well, how else could we convince perverts like you to listen?
Smart thinking.
Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Rick Church on the other side of the glass in for Chris on Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
W asks us, the golf tournament, a listener going to be allowed to walk along and watch or just go to the after party at Duffy's while you're doing your show? Yeah, there will be no gallery.
There's no galleries. This isn't Augusta.
Although that would be kind of fun. I can only imagine the heckling that would go on. No spectators are allowed on the course. Well, I guess you can gather around the 18th hole, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe the first hole.
Sure.
If you want to see some of us tee off.
That'll be around. And then we'll do our show at Duffy's from 2 to 6.
I don't want anybody standing in front of me because, you know, where the hell I'm going to go.
It's a lot of pressure.
I don't mind the pressure. I just, sometimes.
I always get the first hole yips.
I have a left to right sometimes.
That's called a slice.
Well, no, but it's not. It ends up in the middle, but it can start off, almost like 90 degrees and then come in.
I see.
Sometimes. I don't like people standing in front of me.
All right. we got back-to-back lady callers.
Nice.
Valerie, last segment.
See, we go for three in a row after.
We got, 239-337 ESPN. Kathleen is on board. Of course, she'll be playing golf with us on Friday. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm good. Now we need female ref to call right after me.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So who are you playing with on Friday? I forget.
So I am playing with Detroit Pizza.
Yep.
Golden Knight. And just moved here, guy.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Yep. So I'm very excited. I'm very nervous. Well, because I was supposed to have a lesson with Jeff last week.
Yes.
But I played a tennis match that went almost 3 hours. So yeah. I had to cancel.
Was that outdoors?
I'm so sorry, but I got on the court and it was all the way down at Bay Colony. I couldn't get back up to my lesson. Yeah.
Well, you never have to worry about being nervous in a scramble because you know all you got to do is hit a few good just help out putting a short game. You don't have to worry about driving the ball. Although sometimes you never know. I'm sure it's not going to be one of those tournaments where you have to use somebody's drive at least twice or anything like that. It's.
No, and I'm fine on the short game, and I'm just looking forward. It'll be really fun. It's supposed to be a beautiful day that day, guys.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast.
Now, Kathleen, your three-hour tennis marathon, was that outdoors?
It was. Whew. Outdoors. It was so hot. It was so hot. We just couldn't. Oh, my gosh. But we ended up winning, so that's bonus, because you guys don't know me well enough to know this. I have competitive issues. I'm very competitive at everything. Yeah.
You're such a sweetheart. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I grew up in a competitive family, and wow, I don't show it, but boy, inside, I really feel it.
Yeah. Well, I know. You've been taking lessons since the minute you I kind of gathered that about you. You got busy with the lessons right away because you wanted to, get good for this, and I admire that.
It'll be a fun day. That's what it's all about. It's about the people you're with. Have a good time, and, if you score well, I'm sure your team's going to score well, but it'll be a blast.
I will say, I'm so upset though because you guys are going to be at South Street on next Friday. Is that next Friday?
Yeah, yep. I think so. My schedule better than I do. Yeah,
Back Street.
Yeah, Back Street.
Back Street. Sorry, and I'm going home next week. Back to Minnesota.
Man, you are racking up the frequent flyer. What? You're not going? Are you going home for the summer?
I'm going home for the summer. Oh. Yes, I am. Oh. Yep. But we're driving.
Okay.
I got a new car, so I'm driving it up for bringing it up there. So
racking all those miles on your brand new car.
Wow.
My brand new car. Wow. I know.
Nice.
Oh man.
Anyway, just wanted to say hi.
All right.
Thanks for chatting today, and we'll see you guys Friday.
See you Friday, Kathleen. Thanks for calling. Bye. Appreciate that.
Bye.
Bye. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337. 3776.
Cougar Hunter, she's happily married.
Cougar Hunter's always, no, just stop. All right. See, just when we...
Did Cougar Hunter actually go, hey, mama?
Hey, mama.
Hey, mama? What is this, Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
This is what prevents other females from calling. We got Valerie, we got Kathleen. I know Kathleen knows about Cougar Hunter all that. But we don't want to intimidate anybody into not calling. Well, let's see if we go for the first ever trifecta. The three females in a row at 239-337 ESPN. That would be that would be something.
Green Falcon says, I go through Bay Colony every Thursday. I'll have to watch the tennis courts more closely for Kathleen.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm concerned for Cougar Hunter, though, how successful his hunting is if he's using lines like, hey, mama. You know what I'm saying?
I think Cougar Hunter is happily married. I think Cougar Hunter is actually happily married. Is he not?
Or I believe the second time.
Yeah, second. That's okay. Why is that funny?
I'm sorry. Sorry, Pete.
Dopey says, going for the exact, you need to have female ref and single Red Sox girl call in.
Yeah.
Speaking of her, did you ever call him after a date? We can't find out.
No, we did.
Oh, we did.
She did call. She had a wonderful date.
We didn't have any, no details, though.
And then she called about something or texted about something else randomly. I can't remember what it was.
Kathleen says, by the way, being the good sport that she is, takes it as a compliment from Cooper.
That's all right.
Herbie Hancock, if Caitlin Jenner called, would she be considered?
Do we go three for three?
You asked and you received.
Gator Nurse. Gator Nurse is on the phone. Gator Nurse, welcome. How are you?
What's happening?
I'm very good today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. So
I'm just a little upset because I know I could beat Pete at trivia today, but I'm on the way to a doctor's appointment with my grandson.
Oh, okay. Are you a big Billy Joel fan?
I am a big Billy Joel fan.
Me too.
Yes.
I've seen him 11 times, met him twice. Great man, quirky, but funny, funny.
Well, what about your kids? Are they Billy Joel fans?
I don't have any kids. I have a dog. I don't have any kids.
My children to love Billy Joel.
As they should. He's fantastic.
My daughter's more of a country music fan, and my son doesn't have any of the same interests I have. So, no.
He's fantastic. I've been honored to. I've seen him 11 times. I guess I've been, him and Elton John. I love this.
Yeah, we saw Elton John at Germain when it.
Oh,
that was two weeks ago?
No,
no,
a couple years ago.
Oh. So my son is 23 now. He might have been like 17.
Oh, okay. Yes, Elton John was in Tampa just 2 weekends ago. I think it was.
But he was in Fort Myers a few years ago.
He's trying to see all the people that I've introduced him to before they stopped touring.
I got you.
Oh, great. Yeah, because this is Elton John's last go-around. And I don't know, Billy's kind of done this a couple times where it's the last go-around, and then he's come back, whether he needs the money or not. He's had a crazy type of life. But there's a story when he and Elton were playing together on that tour, and I saw one with them together in Foxborough many, many years ago. But there was also, during that tour, there was a time Elton got really mad at him because Billy got so hammered at the piano during the show that he passed out.
During the
performance. Oh, no.
Yeah. That did happen. Yep.
All right. Well, listen, Gator Nurse, thank you very much for calling in. We do appreciate
You're
hearing
so
from
welcome.
You.
Are you ready you ready for football season?
Oh, I am, yes.
Yeah.
And I'll continue to follow Emery. I heard he went to Arizona State.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. You have a great day, and I appreciate you calling in. It's good to talk to you.
And thank you for being a nurse. Thank you for being a nurse.
So, we've gone Valerie, Kathleen, and Gator Nurse. Do I dare ask for a fourth female caller in a row when we get back? I love this.
Let's keep it going.
239-337 ESPN, 239-337-3776. Rick Church standing by. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.